It's 4:50. I'm Michael Heplin, FM 89 News. KUAR continues broadcasting at lower power with a makeshift transmitter after a suspicious fire over the weekend at our tower site on Chenal Mountain. Today, investigators from the ATF and State Police joined Pulaski County fire investigators looking into the cause of the fire. And just a short time ago, the ATF said it now appears more likely that the fire was arson. Grover Crossland is the agent in charge of the Arkansas ATF office and spoke with FM 89's Ron Breeding, saying a dog trained to detect accelerants was brought to our tower site today.
The dog went out there and hit in some areas, which means that that's indicative of an accelerant being used. So we took samples. We will send it to the ATF lab in Washington, D.C., and so they can make a determination of what type of accelerant was used. And so at this point in time, we're looking at it like an arson, and then we'll start ruling out other things, lightning strikes, accidental, electrical, that kind of stuff. But at this point in time, we're looking at it as an arson.
There have been some reporting on the public radio station down in Texarkana,
yes,
being knocked off the air by gunshots. Is there any tie-in between the two?
We don't know at this time. I have a call in to the college police department. They have not returned my phone call, and I don't mean that rude by any stretch of imagination. Everybody's busy. I'm just saying I've got a call in to them, and once they call me, we will compare notes and we'll start trying to make some kind of if there's links to be made, we'll try our best to.
Right, just obviously we'll see if there's any connection, but
correct.
I think many in the press reporting on this weekend have been reluctant to make that step, but obviously there's been the controversy about public broadcasting and NPR.
Right.
Are you guys looking at the possibility of some sort of political motivation, something like that?
Oh, everything's a possibility, and we'll entertain every possible link that there is. We'll look at this every which way we can. So, right now we have to take this at one step at a time. And, our first step was to investigate it and see if there was accelerants used, and they are. So, like I said, now we'll send it to the lab and we'll just go to the next step.
That's Grover Crossland with the ATF, speaking with FM 89's Ron Breeding. KUAR engineer Tom Rusk has been at the tower site today as investigators have been combing through it. He spoke with me earlier, describing what things have been like there.
Well, we've had a number of people up here. The ATF is up here. I believe the Little Rock Fire Marshal is up here. Several different groups, and I'm not quite sure all of them who they are, and they were trying to decide who had was in charge of the inspection. They had a dog up here, a accelerant-looking dog, and they've taken some samples and stuff to figure out whether it's arson or not.
Any indication whether or not they're finding anything? Obviously, you're kind of just watching this happen, but are you getting any indication that any kind of evidence is being found?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's definitely. There's just too many things that are not where they're supposed to be. It's definitely somebody. It looks like somebody was at least trying to steal copper from the site and broke into the building, and two fires were set.
And any indication what the status is of the investigation, or how much longer they're going to be up there at the tower site?
No, I don't have any idea how long they're going to be here. Like I said, there were numbers of people here, and now there's we've got three or four that are doing investigating and doing. I think they're waiting on fingerprints now. They're going to have somebody come up here and do fingerprints on some things that are where they don't belong.
Describe for me, let's back up to Saturday evening. We were off the air. You were sent up to the tower site. Describe what the scene was like when you got there.
Well, I have a gate that I've put in because we've had vandalism at transmitter sites before. That's the access off the main road. It was open and opened the wrong way. It's not the way that I leave it or that I open it. And so I drove up to the site and I saw smoke coming out of two places in the transmitter building. I tried to access the transmitter building, and I found out that my lock that would normally have been locked on the door had been ripped off, and there was another lock that I did not recognize that was locking the building shut, so I couldn't get in it. I called my wife, and she called 911, called the fire department, and the Little Rock Fire Department responded, and they're the ones that got into the building and put out the fire.
Any indication how long the investigation is going to last, at least up there at the tower site?
No, they're sort of, it's kind of like when you watch TV and CSI, we're not involved in it. it's kind of like, I try to stay out of their way.
Right. Well,
and keep you on the air because I have temporary equipment in the transmitter building now to get you back on the air and making sure they don't trip over it. Because it's got wires spread and the power boxes are open and stuff so that you can be on the air until I have clearance to clean the building out and put things into some semblance of order.
That's FM 89 engineer Tom Rusk, who is at the KUAR tower site as investigators have been going through it. Joining me in the studio is KUAR General Manager Ben Fry. Ben, we're broadcasting at a fraction of our power. What's the status for our signal and people listening?
Well, we're very fortunate. Tom, who you heard just a few minutes ago, was able to get us on the air on Sunday morning at 9:30 using a transmitter that he has for emergency purposes like this. He also had to grab a couple other pieces of equipment that was needed that he just happened to know where he could get his hands on some standby equipment and got us on the air on Sunday morning. When he and I parted on Saturday night, we kind of thought it might be 3 or 4 days before we would get on the air at all. And so it was very fortunate that we were able to work it out and get on at low power. We're operating, basically it's about 5 kilowatts as opposed to generally about 86 kilowatts that we run off of. It is reaching quite a bit of our regular listening area. Pretty much all Pulaski County seems to be covered. Much of the metro area, I am hearing from some people saying, as far away as Russellville, for instance, we can hear you. It's very scratchy, very noisy, but we can hear you. So that's good that we're at least able to serve people that much.
And there had been a plan in place. We've been talking about it for quite a while to move to the Channel 7 tower site. That was expected to begin later this year, but that's now looking more likely to be pushed up.
Yes, that's right. We had planned, we're doing an engineering project at KLRE right now, and when we finished that project, which was set to end at the end of April, early May, we were going to start working on the move to the Channel 7 tower. So sometime in June, we were figuring that we would start working on that. Now we're probably going to be working on those two projects at the same time. Obviously, the most sensible thing is to go ahead and try to get the KUAR transmitter moved in some fashion to the KATV site. But we're also going to be working on some way more immediate to try to get the power in back up to where it should be as well.
And thanks to listeners who have been very supportive, writing notes on our Facebook page and letting us know how far they've been able to hear the signal. Any final thoughts, suggestions for what people can do to help?
Well, let me say this. One of the things that you, in a situation like this where circumstances that are so difficult and where someone has done something terrible to you, there are always such great response and such wonderful people. Our listeners who have given us good feedback, have called and just said, we are so sorry about what happened. And our colleagues in the industry who have stepped forward and said, whatever we can do to help you out, we're here for you. This is the time when you find out just how many friends you have.
That's FM 89's Ben Fry, General Manager here at the station. I'm Michael Hiplin, FM 89 News.